back here on a Tuesday, the 29th of January, and we are right in the middle of a polar vortex. The Midwest is getting slammed. Chicago more than most. Jeff Manasso joins us, part of our Fox News All-Star team. All right, Jeff, can you tell me, where are you this morning?
I'm in downtown Chicago, here where it's about 5 below. It feels like 5 below, and that's really just the start as we see these temps plunging into tomorrow, the wind chills that we expect to be about 45 to 60 below.
All right, they could break records. I guess when you get a certain amount of cold, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you can tell the difference between 50 or 60 below zero.
Yeah, right.
But with the wind, you know, you're famously known as the Windy City, and the rest of the Midwest, you're just getting creamed. I mean, this is just horrible.
It's brutal. I mean, look, this is, well, first of all, it's just a Tuesday here in Chicago in terms of the cold right now, somewhat, but tomorrow it's going to get crazy cold, and that's why we talk about layers and gloves and hats and mittens and neck warmers and anything you can to prevent that wind from seeping in and just taking over, because it doesn't take much to get cold in this weather, and that's why, you know, officials, not just here in Chicago, but really throughout the upper Midwest, Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, are just telling folks, if you don't have to go anywhere, just don't, just stay home in the heat under a blanket, because it's dangerous cold where just, you know, seconds or minutes of exposure can cause some serious damage, hypothermia, and, you know, something that people aren't really talking a lot about is animals and their exposure, and it's really vitally important for them and their health and safety to keep them inside as much as possible.
And if you don't have to, as you said, don't. But man, don't you feel for the people that have to? You think about with this weather, with this wind, you know, the work power companies, you know, you think about these linemen, people that are outside, postal carriers that have to be out in this. My goodness, it's just got to be brutal.
They're going to be earning their money over the course of the next couple of days and maybe even longer. Yeah, this is brutal weather, and when it gets this cold, it makes it harder for, you know, equipment, infrastructure, power lines, and things like that, you know, to work. And so, these folks are going to be working really super hard, to keep the rest of us comfortable with the heat on and the power on and things like that.
All right, what will they do in schools up there, Jeff? I mean, we're curious. We didn't have any cancellations today, but I'm curious tomorrow with the brutal winds and the even colder temperatures, you know, kids waiting at bus stops and having to walk to school in this. What will they do up there, do you think?
You know, I think that the chances are more likely than not that schools will be closed. We've already seen closures up in Milwaukee. We've seen closures, up in North Dakota. They're really getting pounded with that Canadian air that's just slamming into us in this polar vortex, as they call it. I think that tomorrow there's going to be a lot of schools closed because, again, you're talking about just minutes, maybe a couple of minutes exposure, your skin exposure in that type of weather, and it could lead to some serious frostbite. So I think that folks probably aren't going to take the chance. And if your school is open, I'd be willing to bet that parents are going to keep their kids home because it's just nothing to play with.
Not at all. Jeff, we appreciate it. Stay warm, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Jeff Manasso, part of our Fox News All-Star team.